Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second, the shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third, the right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting seventh, the second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second, the shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hoffman. Averill reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berg for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Kerr steals third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Porter reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 0 in the game. Tavener hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tavener moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up off the glove of Tavener, and into shallow left field. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Reynolds is thrown out after the base hit. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Sewell and they have the runner in a rundown. Tavener applies the tag, and Com is out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tavener hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Hoffman is chasing the ball. Tavener rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park two-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hoffman, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Averill scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Fonseca moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. one out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for a single. Metzler moves to third. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metzler scores. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hudlin moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy juggles the ball. That's an error on Clancy. Hudlin scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman throws the ball into Sissel, who tags Fonseca trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive towards first. Clancy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Sewell moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sissel moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Porter reaches second base with a double. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tavener hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Doug Tate pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Grady Atkins pinch runs for Mo Berg. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Adkins moves to third. Wes Farrell now pitching. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Sissel strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.